You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, it's Scott Parks and my good friend Chip Glennon. And, you know, I've been telling you about Jimmy and Babs from Lenexa, who could not sell their home for the longest time. Beautiful home, wouldn't sell until they heard about Chip Glennon on the radio and made one very smart call. Chip's solid gold marketing strategy produced multiple showings and offers, selling the home, forget this, $460,000 in just 5 days. Folks, you got to call Chip to get your home sold quickly. Is your home still on the market? Are the only offers coming to you lower than what you'd hoped for? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Chip will even let you out of your contract at any time. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, and who are we kidding? The only agent I'm going to call when it comes time to sell my home in Roland Park. Call Chip Glennon today, 866-872-5556, 866-872-5556, or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
Wisconsin. They go to the high school there, and a group of about 60 of the young men, presumably seniors, took a picture off campus. Somebody on the text line said they think it was the local courthouse, where they appear to be giving, not all 60, but about 59 of them, based on my look at the picture, what appears to be a Nazi salute. The district going so far as to issue a statement saying that they are looking into all appropriate action, including legal, to address this. Now, I'm not endorsing what these young men did. It was dumb, childish, and stupid.
And they're all laughing.
Yeah. But legal action? What legal recourse would one have against somebody who gives a Nazi salute? Would that not be protected speech? As awful as it is. Cindy in Lawson. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, how are you guys? I love your show.
Oh, thank you. It's yours. Thank you very much.
I've got a question. Do they have their football jerseys on or their Letterman's jackets?
Not one. They're all dressed in suits.
Okay. All right. That was my thing, because I know we have in our bylaws, if you have your Letterman's jacket on or football jerseys or anything representing the school, and you get in trouble somewhere, you know, you are in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You're kicked off the team, or because you're representing the school, you have that name on your your jacket or whatever.
Now, this was right before their junior prom or junior dance. You know, if you see, look at their lapels, Scott. They're all wearing little carnations. We talked earlier about disruption, Cindy, and that the school would have recourse because of the disruption. The Auschwitz Memorial, on Twitter weighed in on this today. So this is not some little local newspaper covering these boys behaving badly. This is a story that is bringing international headlines and embarrassment to this school.
Yeah, but my point was, I just know what our bylaws are, and I thought, well, that might be something for them to jump on, you know, if they had, you know, were representing the school and they had their Letterman jackets or something on. But, I mean, it's horrible. I'm not...
Well, but Cindy, but I would remind you, not that you need to be reminded, but everybody else as well, you have a right to a public education in the United States.
Right.
You do not have a right, you have a privilege to play on the extracurricular teams or activities that the school offers.
Right. Oh, I agree. I agree with you. I just know that it's written in our bylaws. When you make a team up here, you cannot get in trouble. And especially, you know, they tell you when you're representing us with those uniforms on, you mind your P's and Q's, you know, and you don't do things. But this is way, way worse. I was just wondering, you know, if they had their school name on them somewhere.
Nope.
So. Do you know the student I want to point out, Scott? Because I am so proud. There is a young man by the name of Jordan Blue, and he put this on Twitter today. Quoting here from Jordan Blue, "My name is Jordan Blue. I am the boy captured in the photo to the far right," he wrote. "The photo was taken during our junior prom photos. I clearly am uncomfortable with what was happening. The photographer took the photos, telling us, make the sign. I knew what my morals were, and it was not to salute something I firmly didn't believe in. He continued to detail the fraternal-like nature of his peers, claiming they had bullied him since middle school, something he continues to struggle with today. He writes, incidents like these were normal for the boys and always taken, quote, as a joke. He questioned whether this time the school district will finally take action. Here's why I want to point out Jordan Blue. In a sea of all of these idiots making this gesture, he is standing with his arms down to his side, mm-hmm. staring straight ahead at the camera. You want Jordan Blue to be your son on that day.
Richard in Raytown. Hello, Richard.
Steven.
Oh, Steven. Beg your pardon. Sorry.
Hey, no problem. Hey, so I'm a school teacher. I actually work with Rob's wife.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a speech and debate teacher. And then I also just finished my master's in education.
Good for you, man.
Thank you. So just had a couple thoughts on this, and I actually saw the photo earlier. One, about the school district saying legal actions are possible. So that's going to go towards one kind of a CYA. They're saying everything's going to be looked into, including up to. And that's a pretty kind of blanket statement, but then it also extends into a potential hate speech discussion.
Sure.
And I also wonder, and I don't know if you guys have the intel, I know it was just mentioned about like this was part of a junior prom posting.
Mm-hmm.
Did they post it including saying that they're headed to prom?
I don't know the answer to that, but let me go back over something you did say. Hate speech, while deplorable, is not illegal.
Sure, sure. And it still starts opening up doors, though, because this is going to start bringing in the Tinker Supreme Court decision, saying that, yes, kids have the right to protest. Mm. Kids have the right to symbolize what they feel.
Until it's disruptive.
Exactly.
Right.
And so with this, their school is going, okay, how disruptive is this to our students and our school environment?
Richard, good call, man.
Since the photo came out, this is from the text line, there have been a stream of other students that have told people they complained or reported improper behavior by these same kids that were either racist or bullying, and it was ignored at the time.
I called you Richard again. I beg your pardon. I know it's Steven. Sorry about that. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
A senator under fire. More next.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. That's what you have to go. Just go to the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It is so easy, and it takes seconds to fill out whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, and the state you live in. That's all you have to do right then and there. All of these quotes will appear right before your eyes. There's even a live chat feature on lowcostlifeinsurance.com. And then when you have questions and you are ready to appropriately cover your family with life insurance, that's where Stuart Woodbury comes in. He has been in Kansas City for decades doing that exact work, helping you figure out how much life insurance you need, how long you need it, the type of policy you need. That's important. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700 for all of your life insurance needs. 816-792-0700 or check out the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
5:30 in Kansas City. I'm Will Sterrett. Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is facing criticism after appearing in a video online that shows her praising a rancher by saying, quote, "If he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row," end quote. She is not apologizing, saying, quote, "any attempt to turn this into a negative connotation is ridiculous," end quote. Her challenger, Mike Espy, is black, has called the comments, quote, "reprehensible," especially considering the state's history. The two face each other in a runoff 2 weeks from tomorrow. Blue Springs police identify a 17-year-old killed in a triple shooting. Police called to a home near Southwest 14th and Southwest Sunset about 3:15 Saturday afternoon. Officers say Jaden Lockett of Blue Springs died there. 19-year-old and 15-year-old taken to the hospital. That 15-year-old still in the ICU. 19-year-old treated and released. Police have developed a person of interest in the case. No word yet what led up to it. Fire scientists say both nature and humans share blame for California's wildfires, but forest management did not play a major role, despite the president's claim. Experts say nature provides the winds that whip the fires. Human-caused climate change leads to the dead trees and shrubs that create fuel. In a tweet this weekend, the president said there was, quote, "no reason for the fires except for, quote, gross mismanagement of the forest." Traffic and weather together next. It's 5:32.
Get ready for Nebraska Furniture Mart's Veterans Holiday Sale. Still going on. Big time deals that you don't want to miss. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and if you're in the market for new furniture, carpet, area rugs, right now you'll pay just 55 cents on the dollar. Plus, the Mart is going to give you an additional 11% off the tagged price. The savings keep coming with huge holiday deals on hundreds of appliances and electronics. Shop with store-wide 24-month financing on purchases $499 or more. See the store for details. It is the perfect time to get a jump start on your holiday shopping. Let the Mart's friendly sales professionals save you time by narrowing down their selection to find that perfect item for your home. Most items are available for convenient pickup or fast delivery. Whether you're starting your holiday shopping, gifting yourself, the Veterans Holiday Event is the perfect time to shop Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Now KMBZ weather.
Snow ending gradually, skies clearing out slowly but surely in the 20s this evening. Winds will be out of the north, pretty gusty at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The winds die down, the temperature drops to 12 in the morning. Mostly sunny conditions, but it will be cold with a wind chill in the single digits in the morning hours. Afternoon high under that sunshine, 32 degrees. 43 on Wednesday, 47 on Thursday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Temperature hasn't changed much throughout the day. Still 26 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Story here from the Kansas City Star, written by Joe Robertson. 1 week after Kansas City health officials busted up several picnics for the homeless, the cooks and their meals returned Sunday afternoon. This time, the volunteers with Free Hot Soup KC said they were ready if health officials returned with their trash bags and their bleach, according to Nellie McCool of Miriam. Quoting here from Nellie. Everybody was ready to stand up for themselves. We are prepared to face the law. But this time, no health officials interrupted the food gatherings, and police, who had been asked to help keep the peace during last week's incidents, also let them be. McCool was one of several volunteers at Prospect Plaza Park in northeast Kansas City. Others gathered at Winter Park near Independence and Iowa's Davis Park downtown. The city had shut down last week's gatherings, trashing and bleaching much of the food because the food was not prepared in licensed or approved kitchens and was considered a public safety risk. The shutdown of the food operations also touched on the ongoing tension in communities where many people who are homeless gather. Said McCool, we don't want to be split by economic hardship and racial disparity. We want to come together, and this is one way that we can do that. So they didn't get permits? I don't see anything in here about them getting permits.
I saw over the weekend two things. I think it was a Channel 5 report. I'm trying to remember. Number one, the first time police were called out with the health department to shut this thing down last weekend, they also deployed the use of the Kansas City Police Department helicopter. I need someone to justify that decision.
I can't.
We're sending the helicopter to hover over a public park where people are handing out soup to homeless people? Number one. Number two, there have been legal cases over the years, successful Scott legal cases, where people who are food sharing, which is what they call this, they are food sharing. They are sharing food with the homeless. Okay? Mm-hmm. They go to court when a city decides to shut it down. And here is their legal argument. Food sharing is a protected free speech right under the Constitution. And they have won using that argument before. Food sharing is protected free speech.
Huh.
Uh-huh. going back to biblical times, going back to the original Thanksgiving, you are, in essence, when I share food with you, I am expressing myself, and that expression is protected speech. And the courts have not said no to that argument.
Okay. It might be a little bit of a stretch of the term, but...
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they did not get permits, apparently, but many of the volunteers work in food businesses and did have their food handler permits with them just in case. They also brought food thermometers to be ready to show that hot soup, meat, chili, and other meals had been safely cooked. But the health department did not show up. Why? Because of the bad press they got the week prior?
I don't know. Because there are about 1,000 other things the city could be doing right now.
I'm not questioning that. But why show up one week and bleach all the food and not show up the next week when they still had not received their permits? Did the health department not want the bad publicity, the ongoing fight? Two idiots talking about them on the radio in the afternoon on Monday? I mean, didn't we talk about this last week? And
yeah,
a lot of people said, well, the law is the law.
Yeah.
You know, if they got to get a permit, they got to get a permit. Well, they didn't get a permit. But the health department didn't bother this week. Just going to leave them alone now? Thought laws are laws.
I think they should.
Leave them alone?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, I do.
They're not doing anything wrong.
Well, they're not doing themselves any favors, the city, making this an issue. Because I do believe if they went to court, the city would lose. I believe that.
Really?
Yes.
On what ground?
They're using a public space. They're not selling food.
Okay.
This isn't a food truck. They are food sharing.
Well, maybe a restaurant is sharing its food with me in exchange for the dollar bills in my wallet.
No, I don't think that's the same thing.
Here's what it was. And I still stand by the things I said last week. The city took action, calling in the health department and the police department,
mm-hmm.
because the city didn't want a bunch of homeless people downtown.
Correct.
In a public park.
Correct.
They didn't want it. The city, I honestly believe, thinks homeless people are better not seen. And definitely not in a public park. So let's get the health department out here. We'll bleach their food. They'll go away. They won't be coming back after they see how much money they just blew.
I think it made them mad. The volunteers are like,
"Well, I think you're right.
Leave me alone."
And I commend them for standing up to the government in a peaceful way.
Yes.
They didn't come armed or anything like that. That would be foolish and against the law. But they don't like the rules. The rules, I would argue, stink. And I understand the argument. Well, the law is the law. I get it. But sometimes laws are dumb and need to be exposed for their stupidity. I'd be curious to see if anybody on the city council is willing to rewrite the way this statute reads. And say, you know what?
Well, I don't know that they're going to go that far. I think in doing nothing or standing down, that makes a statement on its own. Are they going to proactively say, let's open the gates, anyone can do this? I think that's giving them a little more credit than they probably deserve.
Telephone number here, if you'd like to weigh in, is 576-7798. But the group, Free Hot Soup KC, after what happened last Sunday in downtown Kansas City, where they had their food confiscated by the health department, it was bleached. Where did you read or hear that the police helicopter
Channel 5 story.
That the police helicopter was activated for this?
Was hovering over when they were doing the work that they were doing.
Why?
That is just beyond the pale.
I get putting the police helicopter up if you have a high speed chase going through the city
all day long and twice on Sundays. But for, over a public park for people handing out some soup, do you know how bad?
Disperse. Disperse.
The optics of that whole situation, Scott, are
it's bad.
It's just beyond the pale.
We are dealing with this in Belton. Let's just have the homeless in the parks in Leawood or in Roland Park. I don't know that we have a lot of homeless people in Roland Park. I may be wrong. But we do have some very small public parks in Roland Park, and if that's what they want to do with it, that's fine. Just don't do it in the one nearest my house. Not in my backyard. I'm kidding! 576-7798. Alex in Belton. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, man. Thank you.
Hey, my observation was, or my question was, if I were to go to that same and have a picnic, invite 50 of my friends, and provide my food for my picnic, would the health department come and bleach my food?
I don't know.
It's a great point. Or your church, Alex. That's important.
Right, exactly.
If you're having a potluck with your church, everyone bring a salad to share, an appetizer, or a dessert. This happens every weekend at churches all over the city, and no one says a word.
Can you imagine if the health department showed up at a church's potluck Sunday dinner?
No. No, I cannot.
Just, hey, Myrtle, come here for a second. I need to see that ham.
I need to see that hammock.
576-7798.
I have people ask me all the time, where'd you get those shoes? I had a girlfriend 2 days ago actually say to me, I'm thinking about getting a pair for my mom. Go to Rothys.com. Yes, your mother will love Rothys. Hands down, the most comfortable flat ladies you will ever own. For women and little girls now, go to Rothys.com. I tell you, I packed those things to Hawaii for our, what, 8-day trip. I wore them all over Hawaii, sightseeing on the boat, off the boat. They are so comfortable, and they look so good. And you just go. You know, I have a friend who's a real estate agent that was rocking a pair the other day. Wait until you see all of the colors and all of the patterns and styles. And did I mention they're completely sustainable? You're going to find this very hard to believe, but they are made from recycled plastic water bottles. Hard to believe because they are so soft. You're going to go, how'd they make this out of recycled plastic bottles? But they do. They come in all kinds of cool styles, the flat, the point, the loafer, and now the sneaker. Go to Rothys.com. They're sustainable. They're gorgeous. 85% of shoes, by the way, end up in landfills, not Rothys. Call now. You're going to get free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothys shoe. And trust me, you're not going to want to return them. Go to Rothys.com/Dana. Rothys.com, Rothys.com. Enter Dana. Get your amazing shoes and free shipping. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. And now free shipping. Give the gift that she will thank you for one step at a time. Rothys.com, promo code Dana. Time now to call Dr. Teig. Holidays will be here before you know it. Go into the holidays looking better, feeling better, and do it the right way, the medically managed way with Dr. Teig and his fantastic and supportive staff. Whether you want to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, or more, let Dr. Teig see what he can do to help you with medically managed weight loss in a program tailored just for you, for your body, for your metabolism. He'll help you get to the bottom of your struggle. The reason, is it a vitamin deficiency? Maybe it's a thyroid problem. Dr. Teig will help you figure it out. Give him a call now. That consultation is free. You will be so glad you got things started before the holidays get here. 913-814-8222. 913-814-8222 or TeigNutrition.com. You tell him Dana sent you.
Led Zeppelin. Oh, wait, Red Van Fleet. Boy, they, I mean, this is just a stone cold ripoff. All right. Joe in the Northland. Joe, hello, my friend.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I think I know where the health department was on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
They were busy breaking up a bigger health disaster at Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, go in the parking lot. There's free food given out all over the place.
Yeah, and that's a great department or point, Joe.
Police, liquor control, a lot of people needed it out there, probably.
But so. It's a great point about the barbecuing and the tailgating out at Arrowhead. You got thousands of people mm-hmm. sharing food out
true,
there.
True.
Where's the health department there? There's no, you couldn't police that if you wanted to, nor would they. Nor would they.
You know why? Because there aren't any homeless out there. They're not gathering at Arrowhead Stadium. Troy in Blue Springs. Hello, Troy.
All right, here's the deal. You guys, by the way, love you guys, love your show.
Thank you.
You guys are being a little willfully dishonest and fallacious at the best.
Okay.
You guys realize that the permit is free, and it's $10 to get the training to get the permit. So they're just doing this out of spite. And the reason why it's a public versus a private situation, where if you are publicly giving out food, they're forced to protect the public. But if you have a private function like your church having a potluck, then of course that is private and not protected by the public.
What if my church was giving out food to the homeless, or my private business was giving out food to the homeless on a Sunday afternoon? Do you think the health department would be involved in any way? I ask out of ignorance.
Well, okay, then yes, of course they should be. But then again, if your church more than likely would have done the legal thing and done spent the $10 to get the training and the free permit.
But what is the what's the training involve, and does everybody in the group have to get the permit,
it's just one permit, and you just have one person who has gone through the training to supervise to make sure that you're keeping the public safe.
I guess what I've never understood, Troy, about any of this, I do understand your argument here. I do. People will say, well, if you think this is such a great idea, have the homeless to your backyard. And I understand that, too. The free hot soup group feeding the homeless notwithstanding, if they feed them, the homeless are still going to be there. If they don't feed them, the homeless are still going to be there. It's not creating homelessness or more.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Feed them. Well, but the people that Troy are so angry about this are like, we don't want the homeless people here.
If they're really wanting to feed the homeless, then why don't they take the little bit of time out of their lives and protect the homeless as well from foodborne pathogens that could kill them or make them sick, or basically send them to the emergency room for us to have to take care of as well?
Okay. I'll look up the $10 class or whatever.
It's extraordinarily unlikely that someone heating up some soup and handing it out is going to make somebody sick. I think it's extremely, extremely unlikely.
Let's go to Ken in Liberty. Ken, hello, my friend.
Good evening. How are you guys?
We're doing quite well. Thank you, my friend.
Very good. Well, you're talking about the police copter being used as being, I'm assuming, overkill?
Yes.
Well, one, do they not do traps where they say win a free trip to wherever to catch people that they are trying to find?
Yeah.
And with
to round up convicted felons, Ken.
Not necessarily. Some are parking tickets, ma'am. It's been on TV. They're not felons. They're trying to get their money back, get their money from these people that are dodging authority. With the technology the choppers have, it's real easy to use facial recognition. It's real easy to find out who maybe has, because somebody got more food than the next person, they can see where the possible riot or problem is going to start. There's a whole lot of functionality that the chopper could use. I may not necessarily agree with the way they did it, also see the benefits of using the chopper.
I'm still stuck on facial recognition from the chopper. I find that very hard to believe, Ken, I don't know.
But I'm just saying there's a possibility that there's more to using the chopper than just having it in the air.
Okay.
To take the benefits thereof. And also, maybe the people that are serving the food are not the problem, but there's more to it with that many people that could very easily slip something in, do something out of whack, do something out of order, and if there's that many people put together, anything is possible.
Okay.
So I can understand the concern, maybe not necessarily the results in which they did it.
Right.
But
that things might get out of hand, I guess.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I think, Ken, that's a stretch.
Somebody got candy and the other person didn't, and the fight started. One person got more food than the other person. The fight started.
Okay, but we also wouldn't fly a helicopter over Arrowhead Stadium because a fight might break out. If they did, there would be a chopper there every single time we played the Raiders.
Or the Broncos.
I mean, what a... I just think that's an incredible waste of city resources, but...
We got to run. Jonathan Weir coming up right after the 6 o'clock news. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Here it is, a cruise.
Happening now on KMBZ, questions posed on what could be to blame for the California fires. More next.
If you or an older parent's looking for a fun and gorgeous retirement community, Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park wants you. There's two, Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View, both in Southern Overland Park, both offering a carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. Here's what is really, really nice about these places. They have month-to-month apartment homes available now. Month to month, that's huge. With gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security. They have staff members who've been out there, some of them for 10 or 20 years. One and two bedroom apartments are available now for anyone over the age of 55. You do have to be over age 55. And traditional assisted living services are there if you need that as well. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Ask anyone out there, they'll tell you, we wish we would have done this years ago. Silvercrest, call 681-1101, 913-681-1101, or online at silvercrestkansascity.com. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.